Simin Shilama Gimel Shlalafanas Oitz B'Shabbos. Not to clear out a storage place or a silo on Shabbos. The Machaber starts off by telling us that if you have a storage place of tuah of grain or of kadiyain, pitchers of wine, jugs of wine, so the first thing you have to know is that you're allowed to take from the kadiyain or from the tuah on Shabbos if you want to eat it for yourself or if you're behema. The Mishnah explains that's not a problem of muksa. There's a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon and Simon Shenyud and other places what the criteria to be considered muksa. Reb Yehuda has the more machmedic shita, more stringent shita. Reb Shimon is more meka, more lenient. We pass like Reb Shimon that something's only considered muksa if you actively pushed it away. For example, Gregor's smukim, he put out figs to dry the dried figs, or grapes to dry them into raisins. He put them aside, put them on the roof or somewhere like that to dry out. Since the chinim b'yadayim, you actively push them aside, they're not going to be used until they're dried out. So that's considered muksa. But if you're not actively doichim b'yadayim, but nor were you making that you're going to use it, it's neither, you weren't making it to use it, nor did you push it away. So then we pass like a b'shem, it's not considered muksa. And therefore, even though it's tfuah yain, you did not have a mind or set aside to use it on Shabbos, you could come in Shabbos to the Oitzer and take it to use from it. We're discussing over here, someone does not want to use it in this siman. Rather, he just wants to clear out his Oitzer. He wants to clear it out, make space, he wants to start clearing it out. So the Mechaber says he cannot start clearing out on Shabbos unless he's doing it for Dvar Mitzvah. For Dvar Rishus, not for Mitzvah, he cannot start the clearing out of the Oitzer on Shabbos. What's the reason of clearing out for Dvar Rishus? Assuming there's no problem of carrying, there's an Erev, whatever it is. So Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons, we say from Bach, either because it's a big tircha, too much of a tircha doing on Shabbos, or it's a problem of the Lecho, it's a weekday type of a thing. Mishnah Berurah is Medayik, it really brings it from the Magen Avraham, to have somebody start before Shabbos clearing out the Oitzer for Dvar Rishus, then you could continue on Shabbos, as long as it takes less than the four or five boxes, the four or five kubas, which is a shir we're going to discuss soon by Dvar Mitzvah. If it's less than that, he could take out for Dvar Rishus, as long as he started doing it before Shabbos. Now, but for Dvar Mitzvah, he could start clearing out the Eitzer on Shabbos, with the criteria the Shulchan Aruch is going to give. What's called Dvar Mitzvah? To have a smedrish to learn there, or if Achnasas Archim is considered Dvar Mitzvah. The Ramah says that Dvar Mitzvah means guests who came to town and talking to the place to stay, whether they're staying by you, or somebody else invited them, but you're going to switch and have them come to you. But the point is that they need a place. Not just to invite your friend to come eat by you because you want to have a suda together. That's not a suda smitzvah, that's a regular suda smitzvah. It's talking about the guest that needs a place to stay, even if additional people are coming in honor of the guest, but it's all in honor of the guest, that's considered a suda smitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on any other suda smitzvah will obviously qualify for this as well. It probably means like a Shabbat Shabbat brachos or something to that effect, which is a suda smitzvah. So it's a dar mitzvah, like if I have a place to learn, or for some suda smitzvah, chnas archam, something like that, you could start clearing out the oitzer on Shabbos. How much could you clear out? The Mechaber says if it's a big oitzer, you can take out five boxes, which the Ramah says five boxes, each one has net three saw, total 15 saw altogether. Not more than that, Mishnah Berurah says, because that'll be a problem of tircha. If the whole oitzer is only five boxes, you can only take out four boxes. You cannot clear the whole thing out, because once something is clear, you might start seeing the cracks on the floor. You start straightening out the cracks. That's a shvuas gumas, and it's a problem to do on Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot clear out the whole oitzer. If it's five boxes in the whole oitzer, then you can only take four. If it's four boxes, you can only take three. If it's three, you can only take two, etc., etc. You cannot clear out the whole oitzer. You always have to leave one box behind. And if it's a big oitzer, the maximum you can take out is five. That's the most that you're allowed to take out. Now, just to keep in mind, that even though over here there's a shvus, this is a rabbanon of tircha or of the lechol that we're allowing for a tzarech mitzvah, a dra mitzvah, and that even includes for guests, there's still limitations you have to know. The Bialacha points out that not every dvar abonin is mutter of dvar mitzvah. We find the concept of shvus to shvus of dvar mitzvah. You're allowed to do a mila akam on dvar abonin, the tzarech mitzvah. You see that general dvar abonin cannot do yourself, only ide akam, only ide agoy. Here it's more kul dvar abonin, it's only pav tircho of dvar chol, it's not like a mlocha dvar abonin. Bialacha explains that here, this is where you're allowed to be over on dvar abonin for dvar mitzvah, because I want to go to the mitzvah. Isrma of the chol and tircho, these types of things. But really, isrma dvar abonin of Shabbos, in dvar mitzvah you cannot do yourself, you can only do a mila akam. Mishnah Berurah points out also that we see in this sif over here, how big achnas archim is considered like a real dvar mitzvah. Someone invites them. Chazal say gedolach achnas archim yosem akbalas pnei shchina. Achnas archim is greater than greeting the shchina.